Hello and welcome to Tommy Media's The News Brief, a bi-weekly podcast highlighting stories posted to TommyMedia.com for the previous week. I'm Anya Capstran-Kinney. This episode covers St. Thomas news stories from the week of March 18th through March 22nd. Now, in St. Thomas news. March 18th. Students woke up on March 17th and 18th in Grace Hall to cold dorm rooms as they waited for help from public safety and maintenance. According to Director of Residence Life Aaron Mackey, the university received word of the problem at around 2 p.m. on Sunday from residents and that the issue was fixed on Monday morning. An error in the heating system caused by the scheduled power outages in Grace and Creighton Halls on Friday was responsible for the lack of heat in Grace. The weather Saturday afternoon reached below 45 degrees by 3 p.m. and got down to 32 degrees by midnight. Sunday's temperatures remained under 45 degrees all day. Mackey says that he understands students' frustration about the heating issue coming in conjunction with other inconveniences caused by the ongoing construction of the Lee and Penny Anderson Arena on South Campus. Quote, "We shouldn't have any more issues with that going forward," unquote. March 19th. The Scheneker Center, which serves as St. Thomas's new home for its science, technical, engineering, arts, and math fields, opens its doors for classes on Monday, February 5th. The complex, which cost over $100 million, features new facilities for integrative STEAM studies, including geology, multimedia, robotics, and music. Among the art pieces on display in the building is a 60-inch icosahedron sculpture built with a combination of titanium, glass, and LED bulbs, which is featured on the ground floor of the building's atrium. The sculpture, made by Anthony James, features 20 equilateral triangles, which makes it pleasing to the eye. University curator Maria Thompson says that the Art History Department is seeking to promote both funding and awareness for their exhibitions going forward, with exhibition officers beginning conversations with potential donors about continuing to support the visual arts at St. Thomas. March 20th. Salvatore Payne, a creative writing professor at the University of St. Thomas, held a book discussion with English professor Todd Lawrence for his new short story collection, The Neorealist in Winter, Stories. Payne's short story collection, published in October 2023, challenged him in a new way as the writing process had a longer timeline compared to his other writing projects. It took him 10 years to write. Payne says, quote, "I waited until I had about 10 stories that felt like they were in conversation with each other," unquote. Despite challenges in the writing process, Payne says that the process was incredibly rewarding. Quote, "Hearing from readers and people who the book spoke to them in some way or that they were touched or surprised by something is the most rewarding feeling," unquote. Check out all these stories and more on TommyMedia.com. I'm Anya Capstran-Kinney. Thank you for joining us this week on Tommy Media's The News Brief.